More than a quarter of people who are homeless also suffer from mental illness, and social workers and psychologists often connect that to traumatic experiences. One Springville shelter is trying to address the problem with a trauma-informed support group. Mary Hansen has the story.
Keith Treadwell says it took a while for him to talk about the trauma he experienced.
I wouldn't say I was scared. I was uncomfortable and a little nervous.
The 46-year-old lives in Springfield and participates in Helping Hands' supportive housing program.
I went through their groups that they had. I took advantage of the help that they have there and got an apartment with a roommate. And life has been looking up ever since.
One offer of help is a weekly trauma-focused therapy group. Treadwell says he's struggled with a drug addiction and homelessness for years. He says at first he wasn't sure how the other men in the group would react to his story. But after he shared,
I felt a weight lifted. And up until that time, it had felt like I had been carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders.
The group aims to break the cycle of persistent homelessness, where men stay at the shelter, get help, and find housing, only to end up back at the shelter months later.
Because of these cycles that happen, the cycle of addiction, the cycle of self-sabotage. Part of the reason that happens is because we're treating the branches and not the roots.
That's Megan Golden, the social worker with SIU Medicine who leads the group. The root cause, she says, is often trauma. That could be anything from an isolated incident, like losing your home in a natural disaster, or it could be events that played out over the course of several years, like child abuse. Golden says treating trauma is different from other therapeutic approaches that address anxiety or depression, because often the symptoms of trauma are different.
Flashbacks, nightmares, difficulty maintaining good relationships, hypervigilance where they're looking over their shoulder all the time. There's a lot of different ways I think trauma can affect people.
Usually about 10 shelter residents gather on Tuesday nights and sit in a circle. Golden will lead the discussion on relapse prevention, healthy relationships, or coping mechanisms. They've been meeting since April, and attendance is voluntary. But Kurt Everly, who's staying at Helping Hands, often convinces his friends or even newcomers to the shelter to come with him to the meetings. He says he tells them,
it might be useful if you have something on your mind. You know, you ain't got to say anything about your past or anything. You know, just something that you have can just talk about.
Everly says he's found others who share his struggles and even picked up a new coping mechanism.
Me and another guy, we color a lot, try to define our issues so we don't get so mad and angry so quick.
Golden says sometimes it's easier to understand the link between trauma and unhealthy behaviors, like substance abuse, when people hear it from others in a similar situation. And that's the power of the group sessions.
You know, it's not enough for me to come in and sit in an office with them and try to help them see that they hear it from a friend, and that friend shares a story that they connect with. And that friend's story about, you know, this was my life and this is how it's affected me, and I really want to like stop living in the past, or I really want to stop having this experience define me. They hear that from someone that they relate to, and that's really healing.
Golden says once the men leave the shelter and stop coming to the group sessions, she hopes they continue individual therapy, though she acknowledges there is a need for better access to mental health care services in Springfield. I'm Mary Hansen.